Welcome to Adoption Talk by Spence Chapin, the podcast where all the voices of the adoption constellation come together. Twice a month, this podcast brings you conversations with adoptees, birth parents, adoptive families, and adoption professionals as they share their experiences and discuss all things adoption. We're glad you've joined us.
Everyone, welcome to a new episode of Adoption Talk by Spence Chapin. I'm Christine Pohl, Director of Development and Marketing at Spence, and I'm excited today to be joined by Holly Chun Hung Bachman of Mixed Roots Foundation. Holly is here today to talk a little bit about an initiative that she launched a few years ago called the Foster Care Challenge. And we are in National Foster Care Month, so it's a perfect opportunity to talk a little bit about what this initiative is doing for the foster care community and raising awareness. And I also would love for her to speak a little bit about Mixed Roots Foundation, which has a lot of different projects to support adoptees and to raise awareness and education around adoption. So Holly, thanks so much for being here.
So thank you so much, Christine. I'm honored to be part of your podcast, and especially for May and National Foster Care Month. And just to let you know too, May is actually our 11-year anniversary month as well.
Wow.
So next week on May 25th, we will be actual 11 years. So yes, it's been quite the journey, and to share the beginning of it, it was actually over 25 years ago that I started Mixed Roots as actually a high school culture diversity group in Owatonna, Minnesota, which is my hometown, where I actually was adopted from South Korea and then grew up in Owatonna. And with that, I think, you know, growing up, my whole family's white, and being kind of the baby girl that my parents could never have. I grew up with two older brothers. And so, being brown or being Asian and being kind of the one of, not many of being a child of color, but also Asian, and growing up in a predominantly white community, through high school in around 1995 was able to get together with a few other students of color, African-American, Somali, Mexican. I mean, it was like, and then we actually had an amazing international foreign exchange student program. So through that, we organized as a student group, and we started Mixed Roots Cultural Diversity Group. And through that, we also, and this kind of brings me back forward to, you know, why it's so powerful to have, you know, with being from Minnesota, hometown Minneapolis, with George Floyd, which is now going to be the second year anniversary on actual May 25th. And so the whole kind of social justice and the roots of Mixed Roots is, you know, about identity, diversity, but most importantly, unity. And through that student group, we actually organized and got Dr. Martin Luther King Day off for school. Wow. So, you know, it just kind of all culminated even to just present day of why Mixed Roots exists and the fundamental foundation of what Mixed Roots is. Fast forward, well, and actually with the high school culture diversity group, it was actually when that got started, I had also had the opportunity to go back to Korea for the first time after being adopted. And so through that process of, you know, it was a trip to Korea, it was sponsored by the Korean government. And then through my adoption agency, Children's Home Society in Minnesota, changed my life. I was able to, you know, find out and learn more about my Korean roots. This one particular trip was not to do any birth search but just to see the culture and people that look like me and to be successful and was an amazing experience. And so that's when I came back, and then that's kind of where that whole identity piece has been so fundamental to, you know, not only myself, but even for other adoptees. Just to fast forward about, 11 years ago, actually 12 now, because it was in 2010 when I had the opportunity to go back to Korea as an adult. And that trip was when I had the opportunity to visit my orphanage for the first time. So got to see baby pictures, got to see my, my orphanage where I grew up for the first 3.5 years of my life. I was actually in foster care for about 6 months prior to being actually adopted. And so with that experience, you know, I got, you know, just, you know, finding out that my real birthday is actually August 15th and not August 10th. So I always joke that I just celebrate the whole month and I'm still a Leo. So with that experience, that is when I came back to, you know, America, after that trip, I was like, you know what, let's start, you know, a Mixed Roots Foundation and then incorporate raising awareness and raising funds for the adoption and foster care community. It's been quite the journey, and, you know, some of our most notable kind of, events and initiatives thus far has been our teaming up with the Major League Baseball and hosting our signature Adopting Night events. We've actually, you know, we currently work with LA Dodgers, San Francisco Giants, Minnesota Twins, and then we got introduced to the New York Yankees to our very good friend and honorary member, board member, Michael Reagan. And as you know, Spence Chapin was a huge part of that and bringing out your
kids. Yes, an incredibly fun day that was. Just several years ago for our families, and being able to be recognized in that way and come together in that way. It's a really tremendous initiative.
Well, and even with that, Christine, as you know, doing these Major League Baseball events, you know, the pandemic hit. We were actually in 2019, going into 2020, March, we were already poised to have Tiffany Haddish to throw out the first pitch for our event, in particular with the Dodgers. And then, of course, the pandemic hit and everything got halted. And so we had to pivot. And even a prior couple years back, I crossed paths with Trinity Bailey, who is the daughter of the one and only Philip Bailey of Earth, Wind, Fire. And when we were already talking about tying some of their work with the Major League Baseball events, we decided, hey, let's team up. And we had really, in an emergency standpoint, we established Mixed Roots Foundation, the Foster Challenge Emergency Fund. And then we were like, let's figure out how to, you know, get this out there. And obviously, you know, you being a, you know, direct service organization working with kids and families, the pandemic just hit, particularly with the adoption, specifically the foster care community, youth and families, really, really hard. And so we really wanted to do something. And of course, we couldn't gather, and the baseball games were shut down. So we started and launched the Foster Challenge campaign. And so we're actually going in on our third year, and hopefully, you know, kind of going back to the MLB Adopting Night events, we're looking to bring those back for next year. So please stay tuned.
Fingers crossed, because that is just a really, incredible, and you do it all over the country. I mean, that, you know, I want to make sure that piece is there too. I mean, you mentioned, you know, the LA Dodgers and in Minnesota and the New York Yankees, and every time I talk to you, it's continuing to expand. And so that is incredible. And yeah, I do hope that is able to come back. One thing that was really interesting about what you said in your experience traveling to Korea was, you know, you made a connection for yourself personally between foster care and adoption. So for you, those two, pieces are part of your story. Mm-hmm. And I find that really fascinating. Sometimes in the adoption community, it's adoption and not foster care, and foster care, doesn't. So I just was wondering, in terms of creating awareness around foster care for National Foster Care Month, with your foster care challenge, what parts of foster care are you really hoping to build understanding around, and what areas do some of your community partners work in to really be able to create understanding and education around foster care issues?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, when we started the Adopt Unite events, we actually did do just adoption. And then when realizing a lot of foster youth end up getting adopted, and that's with that tie that you're talking about. And of course, that with me being in foster care and being adopted, so that personal connection. But so, I mean, when you look at the statistics of adoption and foster care, it's pretty astounding. And to be able to bring our community together, that's kind of the main purpose of our Adoptee Night events. And that's the same kind of foundation that we have for the Foster Challenge. And I liked and I appreciate you bringing up community partners, because as Mixed Roots Foundation, we're not a direct service organization. We're kind of more of a philanthropic organization where we do raise money, we do raise awareness through these major initiatives and some creative ideas, which I'll share in a little bit. But just being able to work hands-on, you know, you guys are boots on the ground and really making that huge difference for foster youth and adoption and their families. And so for this year, we had that feedback from last year. We've done an amazing last 2 years for the pivoting of doing virtual events. And so this year we did kind of a combo where, you know, we exactly to your point, Christine, is we want to spotlight the work that all of our community partners are doing and not reinvent the wheel. You know, May, as you know, is a very busy month. It's also Asian American AAPI month, National Mental Health Awareness Month, and then of course the National Foster Care Month, which, you know, interestingly, all does tie together in terms of working with all of our different identities and how those causes do cross sect. With our Foster Challenge, this year, we actually were able to attend existing events, so including yours, which is amazing. But I had the opportunity to attend our Minnesota Community Partner event, Connection to Independence. They hold an annual Kentucky Derby event, which was really great. I mean, I think that might have been one of their most successful events. And partly because, as you know, with the pandemic, everyone's been cooped up and they like want to get out and socialize and meet with people. And, you know, obviously all for a good cause. And then I just attended an LA event last night for one of our community partners in LA. And what's amazing is, I love the fact that Spence Chapin has a mentoring component, because that's one of our core initiatives is mentoring. And then we also have DNA testing. And then of course, our scholarships and grants that really focuses on education. And so with being able to kind of tap in, we actually are bringing on a new community partner based in Denver for next year with our Adoptee Night events. We're going to work with the Colorado Rockies, but they've been a continuing community partner with Philip Bailey and his Music is Unity Foundation. And they're doing a poetry jam. That's going to take place next week. Unfortunately, I can't make that because I'll be in Minnesota the May 25th. But I think, again, kind of spotlighting, whether it's in LA, Minneapolis, New York, kind of our team cities that we work with. We really want to highlight the work that's being done on the grounds for foster youth and of course, adoptees and their families. So
that's really great. And yeah, I know that if folks are interested in getting more information about the community partners that you work with and their work, they can go to the Foster Care Challenge. What's the best place for folks to learn about these incredible partners that you work with and the initiatives that they have going on and some of the events that they're going to be hosting in connection with Mixed Roots?
Absolutely. So they can go to fosterchallenge.org. People can also just text Foster Challenge to 76278. So again, Foster Challenge, all one word, doesn't matter if it's caps or not, to 76278. And then they'll get a link to our landing page that will highlight kind of the purpose, mission, as well as all of our sponsors, the community partners, as you mentioned. This year, it's very exciting that with the pivot of, really the highlighting existing events for the community partners, we've also done also the, well, Philip and Earth, Wind & Fire has donated various VIP tickets to some of his shows, because he got sidelined the last couple of years with the you know, the pandemic. So now finally on tour, live and in person on stage. And I actually had the wonderful opportunity to see him in Minnesota. But we have San Francisco Bay Area, shows, and then the LA, and then New York. So, and I think Denver has a show there as well. So yeah, you can definitely, you know, to enter a drawing to be considered to win, you know, these free VIP tickets. You can check out the fosterchallenge.org. With New York, especially with your community, with our amazing partnership with the New York Yankees, the president, Mr. Randy Levine, has donated 4 suite legacy suite tickets to a New York Yankees game and also a tour of the stadium. So, and I'm just forever grateful to him. And that was kind of a last minute, but we love New York.
Put it together and made it happen.
Yes. And, you know, we're just so grateful, obviously, to Michael Reagan for introducing us, but Mr. Levine is just an amazing and such with big heart to support our cause and our community. And so we wanted to make sure New York was represented. So please go to fosterchallenge.org and look at some of those experiences. And just really quickly too, some of the creative ideas, you know, we're again a foundation that we got to raise money and it's been tough, you know, but you know, you do what you got to do. So we actually came out with our own mixed roots wine, and that's made, created by the first and only Korean American female winemaker in Napa Valley, Cecile Park. And as you know, we donated some wine to your event last night.
And our guests can attest to the quality of this wine. I was telling Holly earlier that even the bartender was raving about the rosé. And it's absolutely just a beautiful label, a beautiful concept, and I'm sure you'll share this, but it incorporates those 3 main concepts that Mixed Roots Foundation started with. I mean, yeah, you know, yeah, it's a full circle in a way, and it's really beautiful.
Well, thank you so much, Christine. Yeah, thanks for the opportunity to share, and of course, you know, for people that want to check out Mixed Roots Wine, you also do have a chance to win a cool experience in Mixed Roots. We also have our own Mixed Roots chips as well. So those can be a combination potential win for when you enter the drawing. But with the Mixed Roots wine, it is all about identity, and that's a white wine. And then we have the diversity, which, you know, Spence Chapin had at their event, sparkling Brut Rosé, and then a red blend. And the whole blending concept is, you know, going along with the theme of being mixed and mixed roots is, you know, it's, you know, our master winemaker and really master blender, Cecile, she really took in and took heart to what Mixed Roots is all about. And so all of the wines that we will be working with her on under the Mixed Roots brand is going to be blends. And so, so it's pretty exciting to have those kind of 3 labels under Mixed Roots Wine and to be able to just share. You know, I think one of the exciting things about the wine, because literally just kind of took us another level up, because it's like, who does not drink wine, you know? But you know, and if you don't, you give it as a gift, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Right. But even with that, it's pretty powerful. Like when I've been doing a lot of wine tastings across the country, you know, small ones, the big ones, and just the dialogue that Mixed Roots comes up with is, you know, everyone has mixed roots, you know, whether that's spiritually, culturally, biologically, foster, adopt, you know, and to have people share their own story about their mixed roots. And I even, you know, being from Owatonna, Minnesota, I mean, people say, well, I'm, you know, with predominantly my family, or, well, I'm white. I'm like, you have mixed roots too, because most of all of you being white, you have European mixes, and, you know, your roots are from mostly maybe European, but That is still mixed roots. So,
right. You can still, there's still a connection there. There's a way for people to connect with that. And in addition, just, you know, the different, the unity, the identity, the diversity, I mean, those are all things that in lots of different ways people can connect with, but it's great to hear that, even just, you know, a wine label and having a set of wines can foster awareness and be a tool for education for folks. So, so that's great to hear. And that, you know, all of the proceeds from it go back with, you know, Mixed Roots Foundation to be able to fund all these initiatives that you've been talking about and to be able to support community partners and to encourage mentorship and to be able to have awareness and advocacy campaigns around foster care and adoption. And so it's, you know, it really is just a great, just a great way to continue the work that you're doing and for the community partners. So that's incredible. And where can people find out more information about Mixed Roots Wine?
Absolutely. So you can just go to mixedrootswine.com. That will take you directly to the landing page where people can read more about the wine and then actually to order. And then of course we do have it on our main page for Mixed Roots Foundation. And we actually do have a quicker, website, you know, mixedroots.org too, but that will go right to mixedrootsfoundation.org. But if you wanted, if you're zeroed in just for the wine, you can check out the mixedrootswine.com and you know, and be able to support there. So I do want to mention, you know, and again, Spence Chapin, we've been so grateful for your community partnership, and we will be launching the call for scholarships for our third cohort of our Dr. Joe White Pioneering the Way Mentoring Scholarship next month. And so we'll make sure we get that all that information out to all of you. For those who don't know Dr. Joe White, but he was a pioneer in mentoring, but also considered it like, you know, the godfather of Black psychology. And he was a longtime mentor of mine, and then generations of mentors mentoring across the country. And so, and you know, we've had, I think, Spence Chapin participate, yep, and had a couple of, we have a couple of Dr. White, you know, mentoring scholars.
Yes.
So we appreciate all the work that all of you do, and also to get the word out. So, you know, please stay tuned for that.
Yeah. And, you know, we certainly appreciate recognizing the importance of mentorship. I mean, you know, especially as we've been talking about with, you know, the pandemic and the last couple of years, we at Spence Chapin have really discovered that the mentorship program is a real gateway for being able to, you know, we put it on a virtual platform, and at now more than ever, everyone kind of needs that connection and needs to be able to come together, but especially for young adolescent, you know, adoptees who might be in areas where there aren't other people who have similar backgrounds or similar stories, or who have mixed roots visibly in the same way, or that can be really isolating. And so mentorship really is a way. I mean, just the power of being able to come together with other adoptees in a space that's just for adoptees, that's run by adoptees, and to be able to connect to adult adoptees. I mean, that's something that we've really seen, you know, adolescent adoptees often don't have that connection, and that can be a really powerful experience for them. And so to have Mixed Roots Foundation with this scholarship be able to recognize the importance of that has just been something that, you know, we really appreciate, and excited to hear that that's going to be happening again this year. So definitely we'll pass that along.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
So I guess just, you know, before we close out here, and thank you so much again for taking the time and for talking about all of these great initiatives that are going on and the work that you do. For National Foster Care Month, what is a message, or what message would you want to get across to folks about National, if they could step away with one nugget of information, one piece of new knowledge or information, what would you want to get across to folks?
Absolutely. I mean, the need is tremendous as far as how many kids are in the foster care system. I'm based in LA, and LA has the largest foster care population in the country. And this is to see it on a daily basis with our strategic partnership with the Department of Children and Family Services there. It is very heartbreaking and eye-opening, but also inspiring to see community partners that are working with foster youth that are in need, whether that's through education, through arts and entertainment. You know, for us, we've kind of gotten into the whole sports but of course with the education piece too. But I think the biggest thing is, you know, please consider helping and supporting a child in need. I mean, it really does only take one person to make that difference. And, you know, even last year with our Foster Challenge campaign, we had kind of the theme of power of one, through that mentorship or through just donating. Last year we were like, just donate a dollar and one for
and
one.
It'll
for
make
one.
A difference. Yeah.
And it does all add up. And it's not so much all about just the money, but, you know, just what, those resources can do to make available the options and just hope. I think, you know, when these kids are in the system from home to home to home, or even, you know, now, and a lot of people don't realize, but a lot of these kids end up either once they age out of the system of after 18, many of them end up on the street or homeless. Or food insecurity. I mean, I think that's where the pandemic was devastating to a lot of our foster youth, because many of them would go to schools and or colleges for shelter and for food, and all of them were shut down. And so, so with the Foster Challenge Emergency Fund, you know, that is exactly what that is that let's help with the foster challenge. Everyone come together. And, you know, and what we do with the funds we distribute primarily has been directly to our community partners that do actually that, you know, the hard work of providing, technology and educational resources. I know we've worked together in the past with just getting transportation, you know, metro passes or, you know, just, you know, career resources, you know, if, you know, with the pandemic, many people, you know, particularly foster youth, maybe lost their jobs or, you know, or having to take care of their children. And, you know, just it's a domino effect of when one thing happens, then it rolls from there. And so with the Foster Challenge, we're hoping, you know, with the emergency fund that we can alleviate some of that stress, and then also with that awareness piece too, because it's amazing how many people that I do talk to that don't realize how the foster care system is actually a pandemic in itself of how many kids are in the system and that need those resources.
Right. And the point you mentioned too about aging out and just there not being that support network. And so, yep. So it is, and I think you're absolutely right that a lot of people don't necessarily think about that piece of it. I mean, to be 18 or to be 21 and all of a sudden you are out there in the world and there's no one to fall back on, or there's no support system for you. And it's just really great to hear that these, you know, the community partners that are working with you for the Foster Care Challenge are addressing that issue and really helping to build up those youth and give them the support that they need. So that's tremendous. Well, Holly, thank you so much for being with us today, for sharing all of those creative initiatives and everything that's going on with Mixed Roots Foundation. And hopefully we will have you back on at some point and can give us updates about what's next for Mixed Roots. And we're excited to partner again in the future, hopefully very soon, with another adoptee night. And so our audience can kind of stay tuned for more information about that. And we'll also be posting information about the Foster Care Challenge and some of the upcoming opportunities that Holly spoke about for the raffles or for supporting some of these community partners on our Instagram account. So you can always check there too. Great. Thank you so much, Holly. And thanks to everyone out there. And we will see you next time for our next episode.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Christine, and everyone.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Adoption Talk. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to subscribe and leave us a rating wherever you get your podcasts. You can also head to spence-chapin.com spencechapin.org/adoptiontalk to leave feedback, suggest episode topics, and sign up for updates on the latest episodes. See you next time.